Thanks for joining us on NG Weekly. This episode, Aaron and Michael touch on how the gaming industry is making an impact on the relief efforts of COVID-19. Hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. I'm Michael Bustos.
I'm Aaron Benavidez.
And as a lot of you know, a lot of people in America are actually quarantined right now.
Right, because you're in freaking Germany.
Yeah, I had to emphasize everybody in America. Yeah, everybody's...
Wait, how is Germany? How is Germany? Like, are y'all under a lockdown or like what's going on over there?
Yeah, so actually out here in Germany, the biggest thing is like we just have to wear masks. Pretty much we can take them off when we enter the location of where we're trying to go. So right. Like say I'm riding a train to another place, I have to wear my mask. But for like the most part, that's the biggest thing. We're not quarantined. Even when I go to the gym, we don't have to wear a mask in there. We just have to have a towel down and all the equipment, wipe it down, obviously. But it's nothing as serious as in the U.S. Right. And how's the U.S.? Like, how is it in Texas?
I mean, it's actually horrible. Like, I think we might shut down again, but I'm not too sure. It's kind of like rumors of going around. But it's crazy. Like, I can't get away from it because I was in San Antonio, obviously. And it was horrible there. Like, they freaking made national news. And then I go to McAllen, and then they make national news, like, right. 2 weeks after. I was like, all right, like, just everywhere I go, I'm going to get freaking infected. But,
I mean, they have, like, a confirmed case of what? Was it, like, I think it was, like 101 day, I think it was, the record or something for Texas?
Yeah, no, dude, like, I'm telling you, like, 1,000 cases a day, 5,000, I don't know, I can't give, like, the complete statistics on it, because all I've been doing is freaking playing video games nonstop.
Exactly. That's our only escape.
I mean, pretty much, like, so the whole reason we got into this topic is because we're playing League of Legends, you know, shooting the shit, like always, and then we saw that League of Legends was doing this, like, charity foundation, right? Like, so... I don't know, like, how familiar everybody is with League of Legends, but there's this, like, in many other games, there's skins, right? So, Riot Games is doing this, like, I don't know, kind of explain it, because I get so caught up on...
Well, first of all, a skin, for those of you that don't know, is, like, what your character looks like, pretty much. That's the best
way to explain it. Or can look like. Like, different variations of what your character can look like. So, if, like, you're playing, like, a big green guy, like, you can make him purple or whatever. It's just adds, like, more customization, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Riot pretty much is holding this fundraiser where you can buy these things in the game, and 100% of the donations are going to nonprofit organizations that are helping relieve the COVID-19 virus globally. So they're making a big impact by...
They're making a big impact by donating all the proceeds.
100% of them, yeah.
Right. You said, I don't know, well, obviously we were talking about this earlier. They said, what, like 400 and... I don't know, what's the number?
Over $4.5 million has already been given out.
Jeez.
And that was That was before the... The skins and everything were out already.
Yo, no, well, okay. Well, the skins that they have, like, it's not like they created these new skins. Like, they're, like, pre-release skins. Basically, the skins, so I can give you guys a visualization, it's, like, your favorite characters, quote-unquote, but, like, dressed up as doctors or nurses or something like that. It's, like, so, yeah. For example, there's, like, Kennen MD or, like, Surgeon Shen. So, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, to pretty much, you know, give the doctors and the nurses kind of like the spotlight, because, I mean, they really are the heroes in this time of day for us, everybody, really.
Yeah, and I mean, they don't get a lot of recognition, sadly, but at least, you know, Riot Games is putting in their effort to help out. And it's honestly astonishing, like $4.5 million?
Yeah.
Like, already given. I don't know, honestly, I mean, it's not like I'm watching a bunch of TV and stuff, but I don't know any type of foundation that's putting up those type of numbers, especially as, like, a gaming organization, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And this event that they're holding is 4 weeks long. They started it, I would think, 2 weeks ago. So I think you have up until the 23rd of this month to, you know, continue contributing. I know I went and bought a skin. So anyway, you know, there's a lot of gamers, so if you buy one skin, I mean, all that money's going to COVID-19 relief efforts.
Yeah, and it's kind of, it's, like, really cool that, you know, gamers can put in their contribution, contribution. Exactly. Sorry, I don't know how to speak. But yeah, like anybody can put into their contribution into this fund. And like, it's not only Riot Games that's doing things like this. Like, I know a bunch of streamers that are putting on COVID-19 relief funds. Like, I know, specifically, what was his name? Trick2G? I think he was doing, a COVID-19 relief fund, or he was doing a mental health fund for like 6 days. So basically, like, he's gonna give, I don't know which one, that's so that's why I said or, but basically he's giving away all of his like stream donations, all of his money, all of his like, for like basically all of his salary for 6 days, and they're looking to raise like over $50,000 or whatever the case may be, and just like give it away. So that's, I don't know, it's, that's just like, it's, yeah, actually
this
crazy
is, this is all in the gaming community. I mean, I know there's other, you know, people that are holding these fundraising, people of power that are holding these fundraising right. events, you know, but coming from the gaming community, this much is actually astonishing. And I don't think people even realize that in the gaming community, big things like this are being done, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, it's just the fact of like, people are actually sitting there watching people play video games and then donating X amount of money, you know, putting in that contribution, and then in the end, like 100% of the proceeds is going to go to something like that is needed, right? So like, exactly. COVID-19, mental health awareness, like Toys for Tots, like there's a bunch of foundations that like are getting, I mean, shit ton of money,
yeah,
to be able to help them out. And it's,
you
all
said, you said Toys for Tots was, you know, raising money for kids, right?
Yeah, off the top of my head, I'm pretty sure, like 99% sure, don't quote me, but 99% sure that Toys for Tots is like a foundation to where you can give money or whatever, and then they will go and buy toys or games or whatever for kids to be, that are less fortunate, to be able to have those.
Oh,
so
okay,
it's like,
yeah,
super cool. Yeah,
that is, yeah, that's really big.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not just like one streamer that's doing this. I mean, there's multiple, like, I'm talking about, yeah, I'm talking about like League of Legends and stuff like that, because that's what I'm into. But I'm sure there's like Call of Duty streamers and Fortnite streamers and like big time names that are doing the same type of thing, you know?
Exactly. And this money is also being, you know, provided to people who have been highly impacted by COVID-19 and everything that it's caused. I know it's caused a lot of problems for a lot of people. So yeah, it's also helping those people out as well. Like, it's just really big things that the gaming community, Riot in specific for that one, is doing for this.
But there's actually tons of companies, not only Riot Games, that are contributing to the COVID-19 relief fund. Like, for example, for all you console gamers out there, Sony just announced that they, you know, put $10 million in a fund to support indie developers, right? Because there's a lot of developers that were trying to come out with games, but due to everything that's happening right now, they can't. And so Sony is giving $10 million to be able to support these people. And on top of that, right, they're giving a free copy of Uncharted.
Oof. Man, I could play Uncharted all day.
I mean, honestly, I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't have a PlayStation 4, but, like,
have you ever played Uncharted?
No, I've never played Uncharted.
Oh, my God. That game, like, there's four different games, I believe. And each of them, it's a storyline game, and it's just so awesome, man.
I need to check it out then.
Like, exactly. And I mean, hey, they're giving it out free. They're giving it out for free. So,
I mean, well, it's for the stay-at-home initiative, right? So, like, they're doing their part. I mean, it's sick. Like, if I had a PlayStation, I definitely would try it out.
Oh, yeah. So, pretty much they're advertising to stay at home. That's why they're doing it, right?
Right.
That's awesome. Xbox, actually, too, just announced.
Just a competitor?
Nah, because we're talking about consoles. So, Xbox, I have an Xbox. I don't have a PS4.
Of course, you got to be competitive, bro. I get it. Yeah, we get it.
Okay, well, either way, Xbox announced that players could use their reward points to donate to the CDC Foundation, and they already have over 100,000 donations. And
100,000.
Yes, 100,000 donations. And that's Xbox. That's what Xbox is doing. They're just donating all the contributions that are given out are going to the CDC Foundation. And that's what they're doing for the COVID-19 relief efforts.
So you see, guys, like, anybody can participate in this if you're a gamer. So it doesn't matter if it's PlayStation, Xbox, PC, like it doesn't matter. Anybody can put in their contributions, right? Like there's many companies that are doing this.
Bungie, another one, is raising money.
The ones that made Halo?
Yes, the makers of Halo, okay. Destiny. Yes, sir. They raised over $350,000 within the first 24 hours of them holding their fundraiser, which ultimately led up to a total of $780,000 of donations.
In one day?
I don't know how long the fund was going on, but that was their total, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, like, actually, on top of that, right, just to just give you guys some perspective, because I know that, like, not everybody likes MOBAs, not everybody likes whatever, PC games, because that's all we play. But, like, Rockstar Games, the makers of GTA, Red Dead Online, NBA 2K20, NBA 2K19, Dragon City, they're giving 5% off of every, like, in-game purchase and copy sold to the COVID-19 relief fund. Yeah, so, like, anybody can contribute to this. It's insane. Like, you just literally have to sit down in your chair, keep doing what you're doing, it doesn't matter if it's $5. Just give back to what's going on right now. I mean, there's plenty of families that are
getting stuff in-game, too, so.
Right. Like, it's not like you're getting nothing. It's not like you're donating for nothing. Like, all of these games, I know that a bunch of our viewers are going to be able to – or not going to be able, but I know that they play it, right?
Exactly.
So, anybody can contribute.
Exactly. You can go out and buy NBA 2K20. I mean, and still, that's making a contribution, you know?
Right. Everybody can do their part. And that's the thing, is gaming is enabling people to be able to contribute, like, just from at home. Like, you don't need to do anything.
Have a platform.
Stay at home. Wear a mask when you go out. And just be safe, guys. Wash your hands. Do what you need to do. But stay inside. Let's fight this together. Like, everybody is all over the place. No, just stay inside, keep doing what you're doing, play some video games, and that's it. That's all you have to do to make your contribution. But yeah, guys, that's it for today. I know that we touched a lot on COVID-19. I just want to say thank you guys for diving into the nerd culture and listening to this week's podcast. Stay blessed.
Hope you guys enjoyed episode 2. Join us next week when Aaron and Michael bring in special guest Cadmiel Vanderpew to discuss how the gaming industry is bringing the Black Lives Matter movement into light, the importance of entrepreneurship for the youth, and how his company is building a home for orphans in Kenya. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter @NimbusGaming_. See you next week.